Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
I did. Yes, I did.
All right. And what's your first and last name?
Janet Thomas.
All right. And verify your address for security purposes.
10207 Pine Glen Circle, Louisville, Kentucky, 40291.
All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for a tracker tag and a fuel saver. No, just let me see. Hold on.
I never got a fuel saver.
Let's see. Okay, no, that one was declined. So yeah, it's just the tracker tag for $7.45. Did you sign up for that?
Yes, honey, I did, and thought that I was supposed to get that for $7.45. Now I see that they're charging me $49.97 for 3 months. That's robbery. I'm 76 years old. I've had a heart attack. I draw $1,900 a month to live on, and I cannot pay this. And I'll just have to contact the Attorney General's office. I had ordered some other things like that, and I've called those companies, and they've canceled all of it and refunded my money back. I don't mind paying for what I thought I was getting, $7.45, but I am not going to pay almost $150 for nothing. And several of them said, well, we're putting in your account, your email account, we're giving you a $100 voucher, $300 voucher. I said, that's not what I signed up for. I don't want vouchers. I don't, at 76 years old, I don't need that stuff. But what I did order, the few items I ordered, you know, I thought, well, I can use that. And I don't mind, like I say, paying the $7.45, which is what I was supposed to be charged. And then they put you on some kind of an automatic thing. That is wrong. And I'd like to be refunded the $49, well, minus the $7.45, but I'd like to be refunded the $49.97 for November, January, and February. And I'll happily pay the $7.45.
Yes, ma'am. So basically, like I said, no, we can't go back and refund you for all 3 months due to you not calling it to cancel. Like I said,
honey,
we do give you this information.
I've had open heart surgery.
Yes, ma'am.
I hardly know what was going on in that length of time. Then when I get this bill and see this on here, I'm like, oh my gosh. Y'all are charging for something that you're not telling people what they're getting into. And I think the Attorney General's office would be happy to know about it.
Like I said, the information is on there. We do let you know we're going to bill you, and we give you the number to call in, ma'am.
No, I did not see any of that, ma'am.
And I'm sorry.
That was not on what I saw. No, it was not there.
I did apologize. It wasn't made clear to you. The only thing I'm going to refund for you is a last charge, which is the one that you were billed on February the 1st. Like I said, the information is on there. The other customers do call in to cancel due to reading that.
Honey, I just got my credit card in with the bill on it for the 1st of January. I just received it in the mail 2 days ago. So I didn't even know I was even being charged this $49.97 monthly. I didn't have a clue. And like I say, I have been very ill. And I don't even have a February statement with it on it for February. I'm just now seeing it here on my January. So I need this refunded, all three of them, except for the $7.45. What do you mean you're sorry?
I mean, like I said, as a one-time courtesy, I will refund the one for February for $49.97. due to you not calling in to cancel.
Honey, I just got the damn bill for January.
And I do apologize for that.
February hasn't even come yet. I just
it's showing here you were billed February the 1st for $49.97.
You just don't have the bill,
which you've been billed for.
No, I don't, and I'm not paying it. I'm not going to pay
it. And I'm sorry about that. Well, I'll get that listed on your account.
Please do. I'll pay the $7.45.
Okay, that's
fine. But I won't
fine.
Pay another damn nickel, not another nickel.
I do apologize for that. Well, I'll get that listed on the account
for you. And I want, I'd like your name and the number you can be reached at.
The same number that you called?
855-568-7849.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Laken. It's L-A-K-E-N.
And what company is this? What is the name
We're
of this company?
We're just a third party. I'm not sure. Wherever you signed it for it, I'm not sure how it was received to you.
Honey, I didn't sign up for this. I'm being charged money. I feel like I'm about to have another heart attack. The stress that's being put on me, I can't take this. I simply can't take it. I want to speak to somebody higher up than you.
I do apologize for that, ma'am. You can call back tomorrow if you like. There's no one else for you to speak with.
Honey, I can't call back tomorrow.
Well,
I
I'm sorry.
I called yesterday and stayed on the phone for an hour and a half with this number and got no one. I've done it today. You know how long it takes to get someone to answer the phone? Y'all can save yourselves a lot of trouble by taking all three of them off now versus having to go through what you're going to go through. And what kind of company is this? You say you're a third party?
Correct.
For what? For what company are you a third party for? What company is this?
500 to over 1,000 different companies online.
But this particular one, what is this company?
I'm not sure. It doesn't give us that information. We just do billing for different companies through third parties. So whoever sent you this information, that's where you would need to go to. But you said you don't remember when you signed up.
Honey, I didn't sign up. For a $49.
I'm not saying for that. I'm saying when you originally signed up to pay the shipping charge, whoever sent it to you.
Well, the only thing that was on that was a P.O. box and stuff. Factory direct.
Like I said, the only thing it shows here is your information it gives us, and then it gives us the product you signed up for, and that's it. It gives us no other information. That's why I said so. However it was received to you, you would need to refer back to that information. We don't get all that information. We just handle the billing for them.
But the number they give on here is to call you all.
That is because we handle the billing. That's what I just said. We do the billing. But if you want to know all information as far as the different companies and things like that, we don't get that information. It will be for whoever gave it, sent it to you. We don't know that. You're the one that received this information when you signed up.
I'll tell you, it's nothing but a damn bunch of scams is all it is. It's the most scamming mess I've ever seen in my entire life. Well, I'm going to call my credit card company right now and explain the situation to them, so you all will be getting a call from them.
That's fine.
Because I am
you
not,
can have them give
I
us
am
a call.
Yeah, I am not going to pay it. So you say you're taking off February and that's it.
That is correct. Just have them give us a call.
I sure will.
All right,
I surely will.
Fine customer support. Have a great day, ma'am.
Yeah, tell these companies stink is what they do. They're nothing but a scam. A bunch of scam artists. Maybe making somebody think they're going to pay $7.45 for a damn key finder and then wind up charging you $150 and an ongoing. I mean, you got to admit yourself, that's a crime. I'd like to speak to someone higher than you.
Thank you for calling
office.
Customer support. Have a great day, ma'am.
Ma'am,